Baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Le tshona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 18 Nkwenkwezi 2018 ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kwabane police elashaywayo ngabajahana bamakombi abasithe ngamawini kwasobuya labana beblack boot basitheka nabantu baphongukuphila sebephongukutshaya umuntu wonke otherwise engayisiyo windi wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Kuqhamuke udlakela esitaladeni zeHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini e-provisional voters roll. Izibele ngo kumbeni anything that is amiss nxa ibizo li-right sekuku-right umuntu abela ikhaya.
Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota solulungele ukuhlolwa kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhla ka 29. Kuwaza Friday silomfana osakhulayo uDonald Mangena owenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Lokhu kubikwa kubangelwe ikuhlaselwa kwelinye ipholisa izolo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabezimota ezithwala uZulu. Kodwa namhla amapholisa abikwa engena esitaladeni ahlasela uZulu mahlayana kwalimala abanye njalo kwabotshwa abanye. Sixoxe lo kansila weHarare umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe yena othi akukazakala ukuthi bangaka ababotshiweyo kumbe abalimeleyo kulesi sehlakalo.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi izolo kwabane ipolisi elatshaywayo ngabantulaba amajaha lawa amakombi abasithe ngamawini then amapolisa nawayoregroupa kwasobuya labana beblack boot basiteka nabantu baphongukuphila sebephongukutshaya umuntu wonke nje kwayekhonapho noma otherwise engayisiyo windi wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Manje bakhona yini ababotshiweyo?
Right, ukubotshwa ye bakhona abathethweyo kodwa ikuthi kukamba ukuthi abangathathwa lapha awusakwanisi ukuthi kube kwazi ukuthi bangaki.
Bakhona abalimeleyo?
Abalimeleyo, right, angisabonanga ngokwaxobo ukuthi ngibone ukuthi abalimeleyo bangaba bangaki but obvious bakhona ngoba uma bethaya phela lendukulo ziya induku zamapholisa lezi zivele ziyalimaza.
Kahle kathi kuyini okwenzakalayo la?
Kwenzakele ukuthi ukuthaka okwenziwa ipolisa lapha bagcina sebecabanga ukuthi abantu abasegridini yiba abanika i-opportunity yokuthi bagcine bengabantu abangenelayo umsindo oyabo siqalisile. Ungaba ngumsindo oqalise ngabantu bamakombi kodwa uzagcina ungayisibo wamakombi kuphela namapholisa ngoba omuntu laye otherwise oyabe esestridini ugcina laye sengenela ngoba akulandlela yokuhamba ngendaba yamavenda. Bagcina sebethatha njengakhono kokuthi otherwise amavenda anika i-opportunity yokuthi kuthawe abantu amapholisa ngisho
sikhuluma nje kunjani khona lapha esitaladeni eHarare.
Akathe sekuhambeka vele akusela noise kuthi sekule congestion kuphela yezimota.
Umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe ngukansila wedolobho leHarare ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gandhi we Studio 7. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olevoters roll solulungele ukuhlolwa nguZulu kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhlaka 29. Kufika uMavis Gama.
Esethula umbiko wakhe emhlanganweni lentathelo izindaba owenzelwe emaofisini eZEC eHarare, umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba uthi kumqoka ukuba uZulu ayehlola igama lakhe kule voters roll kulungisiswe okuyabe kuphambanisekile.
What happens when one has not inspected the voters roll and they find that their name is incorrectly spelled on voting day? The simple answer is that that person will not be able to vote.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo nxa umuntu engazange wayahlola leyo voters roll bese thola ukuba igama lakhe lingalotshwanga ngendlela eyiyo ngosuku lokuvota? Impendulo ngithi akayi kuphatheka kukhetho lowo muntu. Usizi kuyikuthi akekho ozokuba khona ukumsiza ngosuku lokuvota. Kungakho ke sikhuthaza umuntu wonke owabhalisayo kulolu gwalo i-voters roll ukubana ayehlola ukuba yonke into imi kahle. Okuphanjanisiweyo kulungiswe.
Uyaqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kokuthi uZulu ayehlola ukuthi konke kulungile akubhalisayo kuhlelo lokubhalisela kusetshenziswa indlela yakulezinsuku eye-BVR. Kwagcizelelwa ngomunye wama-commissioners awe-ZEC unkosikazi Letitia Kazembe.
Sinokuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo abo akhona yini, provisional voters roll izipele ngo anything that is amiss, ngoba ama-centers lawo yiwo phela they are the same as ama-polling stations. Nxa usubuyela and something does not match ID kumbeni ibizo iselling, you won't be able to vote.
Uqhubekethi le yindlela yokulungisisa lolu gwalo ezigabeni ukuba solulotshwa lusiba lugwalo lunye amaphutha wonke ahle alungisiswe.
Lawa amabizo we put them aside ukuthi siajutikete ukuthi singayenzani. Abanye bachiya amafoni, so sizabachayela amafoni ukuthi ibizo lakho, isithupha sakho, what are the numbers? Awusiniki ibizo lakho. Nxa sesibona ukuthi nguye sibili, sizanika sisikhansela amanye. Kulama monthly registrations amaningi. Uchairperson say uthe about 11,000 ena afanele ukuthi alungiswe. Ngoba abantu abanye babe register umbeni 4 times, 5 times. Abanye babe becabanga ukuthi they are being clever, so that they can, you know, rubbish us ukuthi ize kanje liyayibona. Amabizo ami mhlawumbe ngayivota ku-4 places. Hhayi, sisikukhiphile lokho.
AbeZeki bathi ukuhlolwa kwamagama ku-voters roll kuzokwenziwa kusukela ngehola lesikhombisa ekuseni ziyevalwa ngehola lesihlanu emini yantambama. Bathi kodwa uZulu lokhe eselalo ithuba lokuyabhalisa igama lakhe elizongeniswa ku-voters roll ezolungiswa ngemva kwalokhu kuhlolwa okuqala kusasa ngomgqibelo womhlaka 19 Nkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Yebo, 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook kukhasi lethu ele-VOA-Debele.
Ababalisi batshengisele endaweni zelizwe ezitshiyeneyo namuhla besola uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukubengezelela iholo labo ngesilinganiso abasifunayo. UGibson Bebe usipha lolu daba.
Ababalisi batshengisele besendaweni ezehlukeneyo ngokugqoka impahla ezibomvu. Umkhankaso lo wenziwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Red Friday, Restore Teachers Legacy, umkhokheli wenye inhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, elamalunga aphatheke kulokhu kutshengisela umnumzana Obed Masaraura uthi kuphumelele ngendlela abakade beyikhangelele.
Generally, we are pleased with the overwhelming response from the teachers countrywide. They did participate and they were sending in their photos.
Siyajabula ngendlela ilanga lethu le Red Friday elihambe ngayo. Ababalisi abaningi baphathekile kulokho kutshengisela, bethatha imfanekiso njalo bexoxisana ngenqubela phambili.
Igcizelela kulokhu omunye wababalisi bakobulawayo unkosazana Bridget Dliwayo uthe benelise ukubambana izwe lonke kulokhu kutshengisela.
Ama-working conditions ethu and then the accommodation bonke akulanto e-right.
Okhulume emele ababalisi bemathebeleleni South ku-Atuz umnumzana John Zinyoro uthe lokhu bakwenze ngoba indlela abaphethwe ngayo lezikhalazo zabo aziqakathekile.
Sananzelela ukuthi ama-unions laphana sidetreka zangasirepresente kahle and izinto esasizifuna thina zange ziphumelele, njenge-100% salary increase, then 100% rural allowance increase. So thina njengama-teacher sesibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi thina siziyenzele into zethu si-achieve khonoku esikufunayo singarelayi ngama-unions.
Omunye wababalisi unkosazana Nobukhosi Mabhena uveze intokozo enkulu kakhulu ngendlela okutshengisela kwabo okwenziwe ngayo, esithi uhulumende kumele ananzelele intuthuko elethwa ngababalisi elizweni ikakhulu empilweni zabantwana ababafundisayo.
Qethe izifundo zami ngo-2015 ngaqala ukufundisa, yimpe engiyithola ikhona but akula msebenzi elizweni. Despite ukuthi yithe sifundisa abazakuba ngodokotela bakusasa, siholisa imali encane, so kusithi ngabe i-government iyethe izikhalazo zethu iselilele umthwalo wethu ube lula.
Laloba ababalisi abaningi elizweni lonke bephatheke kulokhu kutshengisela ngokugqoka ezibomvu, abamalunga enye inhlanganiso yababalisi ezimtwa babikwa bengazange baphatheke ngoba wona esuthiseka ngesilinganiso sokulishumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% abasengezelelwe ikolo nguhulumende. Ngimele isithuthi 7 seHarare, uGibson Bebe.
Livestock lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokuhlola amagama abantu abazavota kugwalo lwe voters roll. Lolu hlelo luqala kusasa luye phela mhla ka 29. Thumelani i text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Akere Muna, obe ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele kwele Cameroon, iTransparency International, uthi uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakulelo lizwe. Umuna uncintisana lo mongameli Paul Biya osele minyaka engamashumi edlula amathathu evusa kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomfumfu lonyaka. Ilanga ebelimelelwe ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele elomtshato wesikhosini kwelebhilithane selifikile. Inkosana uHarry utshata lentombi yakhe uMeghan Markle kusasa edolobheni leWindsor eliphandle nje kwesigodlo iLondon. Ubaba kaMeghan umnumzana Thomas Markle uvikwa engasoze abe khona emtshatweni lo ngoba engezwa kuhle. Abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba bathi kumele uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abahloniphe labo ngoba belamalungelo amunyethwe isisekelo sombuso. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Loku kuphume ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga le-International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia i-IDAHOT kobulawayo ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Alliances for Solidarity. Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba behlangene lamanye amaqembu afana labaphila lobulili obufanayo bethi bayajabula kakhulu lonyaka ngoba obengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe ubengabahloniphi amalungelo abo. Ngakho ke kuhle ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyazazi izikhalazo zabo njalo sebelinde ukuba agcwalise izethembiso zakhe zokuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu labo abahloniphe. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso eSexual Rights Center uNkosikazi Musa Sibindi uthi sebekhathele ngokuhlukunyezwa lokukhangelelwa phansi.
Namhla besi celebrate International Day Against Homophobia and any form of stigma and discrimination against the LGBT community. Ngamafitshane sithi sesikhathele, sesidiniwe ngokuhlukumezwa, lokukhangelelwa phansi, lokubizwa amabizo angathuthukisiyo, amabizo asikhipha ubuntu bethu. Sicela uthando, sicela ukuthi lasibe ingxenye ye-community.
Okubhizimusi lokuthengisa umzimba, uNkosazana Sibonye Inkosi Moyo uthi bayalijabulela ilanga le-IDAHOT bengabotshwanga.
Usithakazisayo namhla ukuthi siyenze i-IDAHOT simelele ama-rights ama-sex workers, lama-rights ama-LGBTI. Konke sikuthabele konke lokuthi sesikwanisile ukuthi siye kuphutha kungani, singadisturbekanga, singabotshwanga, singabonanga bomthetho sebezongena lapha esikhona.
Umfundisi Busani Ngulube webandla lenkonzo e-Anglican uthi uhulumende kumele abe lelihlo kibo abumbe imithetho egoqela labo.
Usikhangela uhulumende omutsha obuyayo ukuba bengananzelela ukuba abantu bona laba esibahlanganela namhlanje labo balamalungelo abo lakanye sibafisela ukuthi benga-integrate into ama-policies abo ama-fundamental human rights to uplift these minority communities.
Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuthi babhekane lenkinga eziningi emsebenzini wabo. Abanye bayabulawa, bayabotshwa, bayadlwengula njalo babizwa ngamabizo abangawathandiyo. Ngakho bathi bakhangelele ukuba uhulumende abumbe imithetho ezadala ukuba labo bahlonitshwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu elihamba phambili kungalane yemiklomelo elengezi Platinum lilakho ukwengezelela inani lemiklomelo elikhokhela ngayo kuPremier Soccer League njengoba amaqembu ancintisana lalo phezulu ebhekane lemidlalo enzima kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum lizemukela eLebulawayo City lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumi lantathu engalaneni yemiklomelo. Njalo intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwari Rauti leli qembu lingahle livule isikhala esikhulu phezu kwengalane ngemva kwemidlalo yamaviki alishumi lambili njengoba lawa ancintisana lalo ibhekane le midlalo enzima kule mpela viki.
Sikhangelele ukuthi iqembu elenkezi Platinum lidlala kuhle, likhanya lokho lidonsa lisiya phambili, kodwa singakhangela njalo kuzabe kulo mdlalo ochazayo phakathi kwe-Highlanders le-Cape United. Zonezi ukudlala kwazo kuzayenza ukuthi benike inkezi Platinum i-pressure phezulu, kanti yona le-Dynamos lidlala le-FC Platinum la wona la alandelana phezulu kokuthi wona la amaqembu ukudla imidlalo nale impumelelo emidlalo nale kuzayenza kuhle kukhanya ukuthi esingathi bafuna ukuthatha inkezo ngabakho.
Umdlalo weqembu le-Highlanders le-Cape United uzakuba senkundleni e-Papa Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le-Dynamos lizadlala le-FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Umdlalo weqembu le-Highlanders le-Cape United uzakuba senkundleni e-Papa Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le-Dynamos lizadlala le-FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. kweminye imidlalo elakho ukuchaza abalandeli bomdlalo wenguquko impela viki iqembu lechickenini lizemukela ele Harare City ngaseluveve kusasa ngomgqibelo kuthi ngensonto amaqembu asenkabazwe yadonsa nzima lonyaka athi ele Shapani Mine lele Chapungu azadibana enkundleni emaclass. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu imidlalo yesigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League ingena kuviki yesikhombisa kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lezetherapy Bulawayo lizadlala lele Makomo ngaseRailton, iqembu lemotomoto lizadlala lele Zim Leopards ngaseWange, ele NRZ Leopards lizadlala lele Wange ngaseDete, iqembu leTalent Vision lizadibana lele Toronto eGifford ngehola lethumi lambili. Kusasa iqembu lezeBC Wange lizadlala lele Kazmine ngaseWange ngehola lethumi milambili emini, kuthi iqembu leMos Rovers lizanqinana lele Indlovu yanyathela ngaseChinotimba. Ikanti ngesonto kule midlalo emibili lapho iqembu leCholocho lizadlala khona lele CU enkundleni eluveve ngehola lethumi lambili emini, kuthi eleBhozo 90 lizadlala lele Mainline ngehola lethumi lambili njalo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
What's a Friday, seven to forget. What's a
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomfanyana uDonnell Mangena oyenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Everybody gets high sometimes, no. What can we do when we're feeling low? Take a deep breath and let it go.
UDonnell Mangena uleminyaka elithumi lasithupha yokuzalwa. Unyakaze waqumba-qumba izigidi lezigidi zabantu umabona kude. Lapho bencintisa khona wayeqede ngesibili kuhlelo lwe-ITV iVoice UK. Abantu baseBrithani bamamukele ngokuthokoza okukhulu. Okwenza lokuthi uNkosana Harry othatha kusasa noMeghan Markle amuse ukuthi azoculela ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa, indlovukazi Elizabeth, emcimbini othozela iminyaka engamathumi ayisishiyagalombili lambili, 92 years, owenzelwa eLondon kunyanga edlulileyo. Umfana lo ingoma zakhe zingene kwezwakala kuleli, njalo uthi kabuyele emuva kwezomculo, ikakhulu ingoma ethi lumuntu sikhathazile. Shaya icathulo lecathulo umfana kaMangena.
My name is Donnell Mangena. I am from the UK and I'm 16 years old.
Ibizolami ngingu Donnell Mangena. Ngivela kwele UK ngileminyaka engu-16. Emalangeni adlulileyo ngike ngamenywa yinkosana uHarry ukuzoculela indlovukazi. Njalo bangicela ukuthi ngiculele ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Bengikumncintiswano njalo wabaculi okwe The Voice UK. Bekulithuba elihle kakhulu njalo impilo yami isijinjile. Owakathesi ngisebenza gadalala ukuthi ngenze umculo omnandi ozakhwabithwa ngumphakathi.
Umhlabeleli odumileyo kakhulu waseMelika uWill.i.am nguye wayincedisa uDonnell njalo engumqondisi wakhe kumncintiswano weVoice UK. Ingoma zakhe zonke uhlanganisa ulimi lesiNdebele lesikhiwa. Uthi kwamjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abamhlophe abangezi isiNdebele bamamukele ukucula kwakhe, njalo iningi labalandeli bakhe lithi lifuna ukufunda ngamasiko esiNdebele. Iningi alikwazi ukuthi uDonnell wazalelwa eNgilandi ngoba esazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele.
So I was born in Manchester, England, and I then went and lived in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo.
Ngizalelwa eManchester kwelengilandi. Ngase ngisiyahlala eZimbabwe kobulawayo okweminyakana ethile. Yikho lapho engafunda khona ulimi lwakithi olwesiNdebele. Ngakho yikho ngithanda ukulisebenzisa emculweni wami ngoba ngizwa ngilokuthokoza kakhulu lokuziqhenya ngesizwe sakithi, njalo yindlela ejabulisayo yokujabula labantu abakhuluma lolu limi umhlaba wonke jikelele.
They got a body like
she a hottie like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style.
Ugogo kaDonald uMamgoli odume kakhulu kwele Britane ebonakala kumabona kude ezichila kamnandi jaiva esaziwa ngokuthi the dancing granny wagcwala kumaphephandaba wonke wakhulunywa iBritane yonke ngobuciko bakhe bokumeleza ulandiza ngumntana nomntanakhe
uDonald umzukulu wami namthatha emncinyane ele 3 months e-UK ngamwondla lapha uthe seneminyaka eyisithupha abazali bakhe base bemthatha ngamfundisa lesindebele yikho ekwazi ukucula ngesindebele.
Uyise kaDonald laye ungumhlabeleli olodumo uyagcizelela ngokukhuliswa komfana wakhe.
UDonald njengezibulo lami ngabona kufanele ukuthi ngimfundise isindebele. Ngakho samusa ukuthi ayehlala lomama ugogo wakhe ekhaya wafunda isindebele and uthe sephendukile lapha. Yikho sabona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlale esazi isindebele even noma ecula acule ngolimi lethu lasekhaya.
UDonald Mangena uyafunda njalo uthi kayekelanga isikolo uthi ukuduba kwakhe akumphambanisi ezifundweni zakhe uzolo wonke umthandile lomfana inxa yokubekeka nokuhlonipha kwakhe uhlezi engumomothekayo okwamanje usestudio lo Willa M bapheka idlalati lakhe lakuqala eligalelwe ukuphumayo ekupheleni komnyaka ikusasa kaDonald ikhanya inhloko amagama igama lakhe selikhulile kakhulu njalo impilo yakhe isitshintshile kuze kube naphakade umfana ophakamise i-Africa waphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe wabuya waphakamisa ulimi lesindebele ngakwenze kwele Britane besikuhlelo wazaha Wazo Friday bakwethu silo sakhulayo uDonald Mangena ngithi ahoyi Mangena ahoyi ngingu Ezra Chista Sibanda mpela veki enhle kini lonke.
Siyabonga jaheli dala Ezra Chisa Spanda ube hamba lo mfanyana wakomangena lapho uDonald kuhlelo Woza Friday. Vesigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi abantu kumele bahlole amagama abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll kuhlelo oluqala kusasa lusiyaphela mhla ka-29. Kwanele okwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo matukanduna bafuphatile.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.